How is it just getting moving around can be that beneficial to your overall health?
Getting even over 6,000 steps a day on average is shown to reduce your risks of like so many common diseases like heart disease and whatnot by like 50%. So even just getting your step count up is so important.
What's the latest I can start walking to get ready for Bonnaroo?
There you go.
Versus how to back it up and do it the right way.
But as far as the macros go, the hell is a macro? What are we talking about here?
You can change a lot about your health in 5.5 months.
Welcome back to the What Podcast. We are in the beginning days of February.
Finally!
It's cold.
God, it's cold.
But we are, 5 months?
Yeah, right about at it. And that was the longest January ever. And it is, boy, you're right, Arctic blast hitting down here in the South 2 weekends in a row. So, dream, as they say on social media when they post the picture just for attention, dreaming of summer nights. And then, a picture of them on the beach or something. I'm dreaming of June in the Mid-South. That's for sure.
And it may be hard to think about, but now is the time to start thinking about moving. As cold as it is outside, you need to start getting those steps in and getting ready for the farm. And our guest today, we're going to go in depth about what you might be doing.
Yeah, into fitness and how to get yourself in the best shape you could be in your life just because you want to. Or just the more specific things that could be mostly helpful and utilize your time on the farm or any festival for that matter that might mean that you have to do a lot of walking and a lot of exhaustive physical movement. So we'll talk to Kristen Craig from the Roof Fitness Challenge.
Yeah, you found her and Brian, and we talk about it a little bit, and so I won't go too deep into it, but you... And I'm proud of you. You wanted to start getting healthy. We've talked about it at length on here and on your own Stone on Air podcast. You quit drinking, and an offshoot of that, you wanted to get healthy, and so you started walking, running. And I think one of your goals out there was to do the run at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, the Bonnaroo run. I mean, yeah, the drinking thing was a little different. It was about just not wanting to die.
Yeah, right.
Like long-term projection of where this was headed. But I did say to anybody, and that was in, it's going on 3 years ago. That was in February into March of 23. And I got done with that. I went to a facility for that. I didn't do it on my own. I needed all the medical help I could get. And when I got done with that, I thought, okay, well, now going to get healthy, going to get out there and work. Here we go. Life change is going. You know, the motivation was all there. The endorphins are all flowing. Right. And then like a month, it's like, okay, one major life change at a time here, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't just dive into the deep end of clean, pure living. So it took me a couple years. And I would hear from people like Kristen and other. I know, Barry, you know him too. I have so many health nuts. I got so many hikers. I got so many kayakers. I got so many bikers, runners, all of them in my life. They talk to me, and it's just,
yeah.
Okay. You done
good
yet?
Good for you. Good for
right
you.
Through here, right out the other one, right?
Yeah.
And so for some reason last year, I just said to myself, I'm going to do something. I don't know what. Maybe I'll do this Bonnaroo run. I guess I better start working on that. And then it led to a year later.
Well, that's my point. I've done it enough over the years. I think I told you I actually did 2 triathlons back right after I graduated college. So I you wouldn't know to look at me, but I have done all the running and the biking and the swimming and all of that. But it's good to have those goals. It's good to have that thing out there. You know, I need to get ready for the Bonnaroo run. Or I need to just get ready for Bonnaroo because I'm going to walk 10 miles a day. So, I think it helps to have those sort of things out there, those challenges. So it's not just, why do I need to get out of bed today? You know,
yeah,
I'll do it tomorrow.
And community and, yeah.
And that's what Chris did.
Accountability, and we get into all these things here here shortly. But yeah, no Russ today. He's off to grandma's house, or no, he's got a friend in town.
No, Russ has got a bunch of
brand new car. Or what's going on?
He's got a bunch of guests staying with him from Huntsville, I think Brooklyn. People would know from the Real Roo Bus. Several of them. They've been enjoying Chattanooga. He hasn't texted me this morning, so I'm guessing they might have hit the town last night. So.
I saw some social media. I think the fun was had.
There we go.
Good for them on this. I mean, it is blasted cold down here. I'll stay inside. Y'all have fun out there. That's for sure. I'll sit on a Zoom call with Barry all day long rather than go out there and do anything.
I know we got a couple of news notes that we want to talk about, but I wanted to mention to you, I got a voice message from our buddy Brad Parker.
Really?
On Thursday, I think.
He was in Japan, I think, just the other day, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, he just called to share, and I really appreciated it. He had been to dinner, I think, in Nashville, and the food runner kind of came up to him and said, "I know this is really random, but is your name Brad, and have you worked with Bonnaroo?" And he said, "I am Brad, and I did work with Bonnaroo." And the guy said, "Well, I'm legally blind, but I recognized your voice from your show, your appearances on the What podcast."
Really?
Yeah. And he was like,
"Oh my God. Oh my goodness."
He was like, "Thank you so much for what you and Corey have done. I really appreciated all the social media stuff that you did and the changes and everything." So, yeah, Brad was sharing that. I think the guy's name was Preston. And he said, "Please give a shout out to Preston, because that was really cool. Meant a lot to him and means a lot to me and you too, I can tell."
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Preston, that is. The connectivity that comes out of nowhere with this festival and this ethos never ceases to amaze me. That is really neat.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Thanks, you, Preston, and thank you, Brad Parker, for you didn't tell me about it, but thanks for telling Barry.
Yeah, well, I was saving it for today, so that's really cool.
No, I'm just giving Brad a hard time.
Yeah, I know. It's sport for you.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know, just briefly, I don't know if we want to get too deep into it, but I don't know if you've been seeing the headlines with all the Kid Rock festival, all the artists that are bailing on it, which seems weird to me. Why sign up and then bail?
But, yeah, it seems weird that would have been something that that somebody would have wanted to be in the first place, and then what they expected that they would hear about it afterwards, and then why they would pull out later. I didn't even click on it. I've had to manage my internet usage based on the headlines of everything, and we can kind of keep it that way. But yeah, a couple have dropped out of that one. The Al Dean and Kid Rock is the headliner kind of thing. They did it last year too. This isn't the first one.
It's just one of the things that I've always loved, and I've noticed from the very first Bonnaroo, is you don't do a lot of politics, you don't talk a lot of politics, and you don't even talk a lot of sports. You don't see a lot of, like, football jerseys on people or hats or anything. It's kind of, we kind of leave that away.
It's in your best interest as an overall entrepreneur or businessman in the businesswoman in the music industry to not do that. Of course, we know plenty that make their entire living doing that, but I don't know what to say about that awful looking music festival.
Enough said.
Speaking of what some people think are awful music festivals, though, and I do not share this opinion, but that's been the chatter on a lot of Reddit threads. Of course, Reddit can get, Reddit's going to Reddit. But the 420 festival in Atlanta has moved locations again. Every year I say this is probably Sweetwater 420's last year in business. And every year I'm wrong, and every year I'm very happy that I'm wrong, because I love this festival. It was jam in nature all the time. It technically still is. I used to be a big jam band guy. Now I'm a partial jam band fan. And they moved to Shirley Clark Franklin Park, which is a new park, or at least new designated to that name, Park of Atlanta. Everybody I know in Atlanta that I asked about this, which is half dozen, barely, never even barely heard of the place.
Wow.
So it's a very new open public space. And then, so that's interesting enough. Then they released their lineup, which I don't have in front of me, but the headliners, and there's only like 10 bands total.
Yep.
Humphreys McGee fits the jam thing, and Thievery Corporation.
Yep.
Which sort of fits the jam this era age. And then a couple of bands mostly no one's ever heard of.
I'm looking at Chromeo. Okay. I've heard of Watch House, Heavy Heavy, Little Stranger, Less Special. That's a great name. That's one word. Less Special.
Heavy Heavy has been moving through the ranks over the last 10 years, but never made a whole lot of noise. So it's just a very, what you would consider like a pretty meh, mid, as they would say, lineup. But here's the kicker. Here's the reason. Tickets are $40 a day.
Wow.
$80 for the weekend. So you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So if it's a nice weather weekend in April, which it, you never know, it usually is. We usually get pretty nice Aprils down here in the South. It can be a little wet, but not always.
True.
If you can get a decent weather weekend and go see, and you're an Humphreys guy or gal, and you want to go to in a beautiful park in Atlanta, I have a feeling I'll be there. I mean, they usually take care of me, by the way. But anyway, I think that's a great. I think that's a great move. When I first saw it, I was like, "Oh no, here we go again." And then I saw the prices. I was like, "Okay, well, $40."
Well, you know, I remember. I think I mentioned after going to Shaky Knees, talked about the parks and the moving back and forth. I was told it's because the city and the parks, they don't want to, they let the park rebuild, regenerate, whatever.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood too. You know, they got to shut down the neighborhood, the streets and all that. So they don't like to do it every single year. So they move them around.
Well, not to stick to politics too much here, but 420, Sweetwater 420 used to be in Centennial Park. Same place Shaky Knees was, much bigger scale. Trey, Panic,
right?
Big bands every year. And when the whatever the law was five some odd years ago of carry being allowed, firearm carry being allowed in Georgia parks, they said we're pulling out of Centennial.
Okay.
As a political protest of sorts. And they have changed locations every year since.
Wow.
So that's why they have done that. I don't know as you, the other festivals have not done it for those reasons. But anyway, that's something in April I'm looking forward to. New Noah Kahan single just hit this week. The new record will be April 24th, which I had heard he had new music coming. But that makes it even a little bit stranger to me that he has that he is a headliner at Bonnaroo now that I knew he has this new album, because I would have just expected him to do what we've talked about with Brad Parker and others from the industry, that new album, big tour, support of the album, you're going to make more money than playing at a festival. So I didn't quite connect those dots. But new music from Noah Kahan's out there. If you're looking to get caught up on his music before June, you'll have that opportunity. And really, outside of that, I don't got a thing on Bonnaroo. They've been pretty quiet the last couple of
weeks.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I was going to ask, did you happen to see Geese on SNL the other week?
No, and I wish I did.
Not
good?
I wish you did, too. I would love to hear your... Yeah, it was awful.
Okay, all right. Well, we will... Taco, I know you hear this because you're going to put it together. I need you to this is a homework assignment, because Beth, our often contributor photographer to the show, and she's not one to usually like she kind of can paint a rosy picture on anything. She's like, Geese sucks.
Yeah, it was.
She's like, this band sucks. Why are they getting the push? And I was like, I haven't heard them yet. I don't know. I can't imagine they're that bad.
I need to go back and watch it again, because I've always said, as a professional reviewer, my job was to ask basically two questions. What are they trying to do, and did they do it well?
Yeah. And not whether you like it.
Doesn't have anything to do with whether I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of a first blush kind of thing. So I haven't really studied it. So I'd give them the benefit. They were doing something, but man, it was bad.
I'm hearing more and more, though. I've now heard from too many people I trust, Barry.
And, you know, it's one of those that my wife and I were watching and we're like, ugh. And then the next morning I was reading all the headlines and like one of the worst SNL music guests type of thing. So,
wow. Cause they have got that. I don't know if it's Peter Shapiro. I can't give you his bio to tell you who he is, even if you know who he is or he's not. He's kind of behind a lot of Goose's Rise comes from that. Okay. This guy, he's just a big promoter in the jam band scene. So unless somebody, or I'm guessing somebody like him, has gotten behind this Geese thing, and they're just like, we're pushing it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. Here's SNL. Yeah. Here's Bonnaroo. Here's every festival. And
yeah,
I don't know. Somebody sees something there.
Yeah, no question about it. That's why I brought it up. And you know, I'm like, you and I both have said 100 times on here, not every music is for me. I'm not going to like everything. So, but yeah, that one was.
But bad is bad, though, right? Like, bad performance is bad performance.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with whether you are a good band or not.
Correct.
Bad performance happens.
Yeah.
But I will watch that today. We'll all have a homework assignment on that.
Yeah, we'll revisit. We will revisit that. And it's now, like I said, it feels like we're still coming out of last year a little bit, but I feel like now, as far as this show, we need to really focus on June and 2026. So I'm hoping
be here before you know
for
it.
Sure.
So
hoping to line up some guests and that sort of thing. Kristen today, which you guys are getting ready to hear, I thought was terrific. That was a really good get. I'm glad you lined that up. Important, timely, and she was great. So
yeah. Well, I guess without further ado, maybe we should just go ahead and do that. And if you you want to get yourself ready for the farm, well, we got 40 minutes or so to talk about how you can do that. And one quick piece of commentary that if Barry can run triathlons or whatever you called it at his younger age, you know, at any time of his life when he truly didn't want to, and I can do things that I never thought I could be able to do. Anything's possible in this world.
That's good.
Anything's possible in this world.
That's good.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Oh, hey, there's Kristen. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Looking fit and ready to go.
That's right.
It's like it's June already. Except it's not, as we were getting ready to go live here. What is it you're doing today? You said something about the Survivor TV show. Was I familiar with it? I was like, well, I mean, isn't it 20 years old or something like that? Yeah. What is it you're doing today?
Yeah. So Survivor, you know, the classic show Survivor.
CBS TV show, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Probst. So they're actually, it's season 50 starting in a few weeks. So they're bringing, season 50.
Yeah, well, you know how they do that now, Brian. There's like 10 seasons within a year.
I was going to say at least two. At least two, but go ahead.
So anyways, for Survivor 50, they're doing like a countrywide idol hunt. So like each state gets an idol hidden somewhere and you had to solve clues to find out what the location is. And then everyone who gets to the idol in a certain time frame gets to be entered to like win a trip to LA and go to the Survivor finale. And I solved the clues for the, I live in Florida, but the Georgia one, it's like 90 minutes from where I live. So after this, I'm going to drive up there and try to find the idol.
All right. Well, this just further proves what I was going to say, that when it comes to fitness, there's no greater trio than this trio right here. So we're, you two can carry it.
That sounds though like the are you talking like a geocaching kind of thing where you look for clues based on an app or something?
No, so it's actually like in a like a park, like a state park type of deal. From my understanding, because this is like they already had a couple states find their idols this weekend. So from what I understand, you go to like the state park or wherever it is, and there are actually like production people that kind of help direct you around. So after you find the first clue and like figure out which state park it's at, it's pretty easy from there. So I expect to find it.
All right. Well, doesn't sound easy at all, actually, but good luck to you.
So, but what will it be when you get there? You've got to run and find, you've got to, I mean, is there, what's the physical activity if there is one when you get there?
I was hoping there was actually like a challenge or something like that, but it seems that you just walk around to find it. Nothing.
Oh, so any dope could do this.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What is it called?
What is Survivor 50 Challenge, I think.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, very excited about that.
You have to let me know how it goes so we can report back next week.
I was half joking, guys. You wouldn't know it to look at me, but I actually did 2 triathlons.
Really?
Back in 1987.
1987?
Uh-huh. I did the Riverbend one and then one in Birmingham, if you can believe that, Brian. Yep.
I can. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of years and a lot of poundage. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you do like a full Ironman or
No, the triathlon. It was the 26-mile, you know, the 10K or the 1K swim, 50K bike? Is that the way it works? And then the 10K run.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I was really pleased with myself. But that was a long time ago. I graduated from college, did 2 triathlons, got married, and bought a house all within about 6 months.
It's a hell of a year.
And then, ever since. Anyway, that's not why you're here. Tell us what it is you do, and the connection with Bonnaroo in particular, and fitness, because it's important.
Yeah. So I'll kind of start from the beginning. So I'm a personal trainer. And about 4 years ago, I was going to Bonnaroo and I was like, it would be a really cool idea to get like a Bonnaroo only group together and like, you know, get ourselves prepared for Bonnaroo because it's kind of hard on your body. And like work out like from January to June and do the same workouts and pump each other up. I'm like, let's see if I can make this happen somehow. So I literally just made a post on Reddit and was like, anyone want to do a Roo fitness challenge? We can work out from now to June and everything. And the people liked it. I think that year, the first year, we had like 25 people sign up immediately. And it went really well. And I had like a group chat with all of us. And then we all met up at Bonnaroo and I gave out some gifts to everybody. And then, and then the next year I was like, well, let's do this again. So posted on Reddit again, 50 people signed up. And then the next year I was like, let's do it again. 100 people signed up. So it's like doubled every year up until this year. We'll probably have about the same as last year, but it's super fun. It's basically like workouts that I make on my app as a personal trainer. And you can choose from at-home workouts to at-the-gym workouts. And then, like, the gym people, like, everyone gets those same workouts. At home, everyone gets those same workouts. But we're all in the same group chat together. And it's really fun. We actually have our first, I do Roo Fit happy hour, too. So tonight's our first happy hour where we all get together and play, like, a Bonnaroo trivia game.
And drinking is allowed in these kinds of things, right? You don't, and even potentially eating, maybe even junk food, right? Like, because I see a lot of your content, which we'll get to some of this, that is not like beating people over the head to starve themselves or mm-hmm. to get rid of the things that they love in life, right? Like that's part of the whole, well, at least your sermon, shall I put it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the Root Fitness Challenge. It's primarily a fitness program. You can, people, like, if they know how to track their macros and stuff, like, I can give them macros and whatnot to track in the app. But yes, like you said, people can come and drink at the happy hour, eat whatever they want. I do not judge any of that stuff. And I think that restricting yourself too hard is, it never works out well. I want to get
to macros and the difference of people that are into your field and the differences you'll run into from, it's like a depends on who you ask situation momentarily. Let's start though with you haven't been fitness focused your entire life, from what I can tell from your timeline, that this is something that you has become a major lifestyle change, not in the last few days or weeks, but not too far past. Maybe tell us a little story of how you got to where you realized, I got to do something about my physical health.
Yeah. So actually, I played sports my whole life growing up and everything. So I was pretty fit. I didn't know anything about, you know, actually working out or like nutrition or any of that stuff, but it kept me like fit in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And then went to college, gained a lot of weight pretty quickly. I actually found out I have a hormone abnormality. So that really contributes to that. But anyways, one day I got on the scale and I saw a number that I was like shocked at. Because you don't really realize when the weight is creeping up on you for, you know, a while. And a switch flipped in my head. This was about 8 years ago. And so I totally changed my lifestyle. And I lost over 50 pounds. And now that's why I'm super passionate about helping others do that. Because I did it naturally and non-restrictive.
Wow. Yeah. What is it? The freshman 40 or freshman whatever?
It was a freshman 70 for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Brian, but I want to go back to the first year when you did the Bonnaroo challenge. How is it different than just, hey guys, go to the gym and work out? So what is the Bonnaroo part of what it is you were doing with people?
I'm so happy you asked this. So I create the workouts, right? And it's 4 days of lifting plus cardio. And the Bonnaroo tailored part is it's designed to help you like withstand Bonnaroo conditions. So like I make sure to do things where I'm like, okay, this exercise is for holding totems up for a long period of time. Okay, and we have like a step goal, like, okay, like let's work up our steps up until the farm. And then I also name the workouts Bonnaroo themed. So like Mondays, it's like the what lower body, and like Tuesdays now it's like the other back and biceps. So it's all Bonnaroo themed workouts, which is.
And you, I mean, Bonnaroo is not your only stop, right? I mean, I see you at, you're an EDM type, right?
Yeah. I love it all. Like my first music festival was Lollapalooza, which is, you know, multi-genres. That was in 2016. And that was like my first experience in the music festival world. And that I just couldn't get enough. EDM's probably my favorite. I live in Florida, so there are a lot of EDM festivals down here. But Bonnaroo, absolute favorite I've ever been to, for sure.
Yeah. Let's do a lineage of your Bonnaroo. When's the first year you went?
So was it, I'm a post 2020 person. So I've tried to go every year since 2020.
Well, we've all tried.
Right. So however many that is, what, like
3.14. Yeah. So I guess that would be 22, 23, 24, and one day of 25.
Yeah. One day of 25.
Okay.
It is interesting to think about the Bonnaroo fitness because it's a lot of walking. And then it's a lot of standing, and it's a lot of heat, and it's a lot of hydration, uh-huh. right? So what are the elements along those lines that you talk to people about?
Yeah, so in the group chat, we talk about everything related to that. Like, we're all, and it's welcome to everyone. Like, the OGs are still in the group. Like, those initial, like, I don't know, probably 12 people that came to the meetup the first year are still in it. And we're really good friends now too. But everyone's welcome to contribute, you know, their, like, hydration packs and plans and camping. We share, like, camping menus and stuff like that. So it's definitely, like, all preparing for Bonnaroo, whether it's hydration steps or, like, high-protein foods you can bring to camp. And it's great. Everyone sharing their own, like, tips and tricks, too, is nice.
Have you put together tips and tricks and kits? I mean, you know, I keep thinking about, Brian, if you remember when we did our do's and don'ts this past year, one of my favorites from Brad Parker was coconut water. You know, he drinks a lot of coconut water as a hydration sort of tip. So is that something you've done where you've collected things? I mean, everyone has their own, right? And what I'd love to hear specifically is, like, some of those menu type of things. I mean, is everybody doing the same thing, or does everybody have their own sort of?
Yeah, it's easy to say beef jerky, granola, right. You know, protein pack, little, like, Oscar Mayer things, right? That's easy. We can all kind of understand that. But if you would, yeah, to expand on what Barry was asking about.
Yeah, I did. Actually, last year, I think, was the first year I put together, like, a full, like, menu Bonnaroo list. So, you know, lots of, like, different fruits, you know, like, you can freeze grapes and keep them in your cooler, at, like, for energy and things like
freeze
that.
Freeze grapes.
Yeah, yeah, and wow. Keep your vitamins up, you know, like, lots of fruit is really good. I think a lot of people neglect eating using vegetables, so also just, like...
Porta potties will do that to you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, all different things. Like, we have a list of, like, a whole bunch of different proteins, and, like, some people, I don't know how you guys do it, but some people, like, bring grills and whatnot, and some people, like, I do not personally, but
I dropped that idea 20 years ago. Yeah, it's too
hot.
Much work. Yeah, too
that
hot.
And swimming pools, those went away early.
A swimming pool. I saw someone last year with a swimming pool that next to me, actually.
That's
that
disgusting.
Was
it is hard to keep them clean.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of water to slug around. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. So yes, what are some of the other really good tips?
For food wise for Bonnaroo, well, yeah. I think, well, number one, it's super important to remember every day at least drink one electrolyte drink, because it's typically very hot and you don't want to get dehydrated. So water is number one. Water and hydration is number one. I feel like, you know, a lot of medical emergencies at festivals happen because you're not hydrated, drinking electrolytes and whatnot. And then just ensuring you eat multiple times throughout the day. I don't know how nerdy you guys want me to get, but
very nerdy.
We like the deep dive.
Okay. Well, I was an anatomy and biology teacher, and that's where my initial love of all this stuff came from. So all I can get really nerdy. But, like, one thing I always recommend is, so protein, super important for the body, of course. We want our bodies to go through protein synthesis for recovery and muscle repair and long-term energy too. So, like, protein synthesis peaks at, like, between 1 and 2 hours. Okay. So I'm like, okay, every at least 4 hours, you need to replenish your protein. So that's, like, tip number one. And then mixing different types of carbohydrates, like simple carbs to give you quick energy, and then complex carbs to give you lasting energy, like some fruits and vegetables, for example. So, yeah.
Along those lines, one big meal or snacking throughout the day?
I personally believe in small meals throughout the day. I would say most professionals probably do. There are situations, like, if someone has digestive issues where it's better to eat less just to fix the digestion. But a typical person who works out at least a little bit, it's better to eat small meals throughout the day. Number one, it keeps your hunger hormones in check, like your ghrelin and leptin levels. And number two, it keeps the protein synthesis and the carb crash or the lack of carb crash from happening. Yeah.
Okay. Continuing with the deep dive. It is hot there. There's not a lot of space. Ice melts very quickly. So what are the your go-to sort of things to bring? The frozen grapes is good. Oh. The coconut water that I mentioned. My first several years, I lived on a jar of peanut butter and animal crackers. It was a quick protein. I could eat just enough, you know, that sort of kind of like a granola. Didn't take up a lot of space. So that's the kind of thing. Doesn't have to stay cold, exactly. Right. Doesn't get wet when the ice melts in your cooler, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. So for me personally, what works best for, I go with my husband. So my husband and I, we bring like deli meat and make lots of sandwiches because you get your proteins, carbs, and fat through like basic turkey sandwiches. And then we bring like carbohydrate snacks. I really like bringing pretzels because it's salty. So it helps like you're sweating so much, like replenish that. So that plus fruit for some healthier carbohydrate options. Breakfast, we always buy our breakfast. Oh my gosh, what is the name of that food truck? Oh, it's the one with the breakfast sandwiches.
There's so many good ones for breakfast, certainly, but go ahead.
Oh, I really want to give them a shout out. It's the one, you know, by the brewery, like by the 931 entrance.
I do know where you're talking about. I don't know if I'm going to remember which truck it is. Well, we will look it up and put it on the screen once we go live.
Yeah, I like think about it all year. So that's <Bonnaroo. laughs>
Well, that is a good point. We do the same. We all, you know, for a long time, it was the spicy pie. You know, you're going to get a slice of spicy pie at some point, right? Whether it's Friday or Saturday, or we all kind of have that don't miss type of thing. But what else? Go ahead.
I mean, that's pretty much it. It's tons of water, you know. Of course, I myself also bring beer. If you want a lower calorie, lower carbohydrate alcohol choice, then we could talk about seltzers and Sun Cruisers and light beers. It depends on your preference, of course, but those are always, I think most people probably drink alcohol at Bonnaroo unless you're at Soberoo.
Most of them do, yes. This might derail this a little bit, but as far as your teachings go, or your guidance, let's put it that way, for the Roo Fitness Challenge or anything in your personal training life, once Bonnaroo gets here, is it okay to throw it all out the window and have a weekend and splurge and forget about counting macros, which I still want to ask that question specifically in a little bit, mm-hmm. Or something like that? Or is there still like, hey guys, it would be best if you have this, and this throughout the weekend. How do you handle that?
Yeah. So I'm all about moderation and, you know, 80-20 rule, like doing fun things. Like I told you, I lost my over 50 pounds and I still did lots of fun things and let myself have fun on some weekends. So absolutely, you should enjoy yourself at Bonnaroo. You shouldn't have to like worry about tracking your food if you don't want to, if that's something you want to do. I personally won't, and I track my food like almost every day, you know? So I would say just go and enjoy yourself. And like the main thing, stay hydrated, keep eating protein throughout the day, and like take rests when you need to. Just being safe and healthy in general at Bonnaroo is probably a good idea instead of making a whole bunch of rules.
Yeah. What'd you say? 100 people now? You started with 20. Are they all like you? Or are you preaching to the converted? Is everybody, you know, physically fit, or do you have some people in there that look more like me?
No, so we have like every kind of person, which is awesome. We have every kind of person. So we have anyone from like in their 20s to in their 60s. And, you know, a lot of people have different reasons for starting their health journey. For some people, it might be like, oh, I'm sick of feeling not confident in how I look or whatever. And then other people, it's like, I need to do this for XYZ health reason. And it's awesome seeing all types of people of all ages, like on their journey, and starting with Bonnaroo Fit. It's really cool. A lot of people, it's their first time getting into any kind of fitness program.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Bonnaroo, it's a lot of walking. I mean, we've read everything, Brian, 7 to 10 miles a day. Some people can walk. That's crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I, that's actually, I still have, I have a whole little line of things here that I definitely want to get to, but one of them is the power of getting in your steps. Like, I didn't believe that. Of course I didn't, right? I don't believe anything I hear the first time. The power of just getting steps in. I have been married to this thing for about a year, and really only about the last 6 months. And I'm now, I mean, every day, I'm just like, where's my steps? Where's my heart rate? Where's my whatever? I'm at 590 today. Oh my God, I got to get moving. Like, but just moving, just getting steps, yeah. How powerful that is. Explain that a little bit more than just, yeah, you're right, Brian. Right? Like, how is it just getting moving around can be that beneficial to your overall health?
And can I tack on a little bit? Because I think it's a little bit related. Can you address that with the idea that it's February 1st? Like, what should somebody be doing now? And I'm thinking along the lines of what you're saying, Brian, don't go out and do 10 miles today. You know what I mean? Don't try. Don't think you're going to, because you'll aggravate yourself and you'll quit. So if you can kind of talk about that with both of those thoughts in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Good questions. This is super important, so I'm glad you asked. Yes, the power of steps. You are right, Brian. The power of steps is real and super important. So just like getting your step count up, they're getting even over 6,000 steps a day on average is shown to reduce your risks of like so many common diseases like heart disease and whatnot by like 50%. So even just getting your step count up is so important. It also increases your metabolism. It increases, you know, the amount of calories you burn per day. It keeps your joints fluid and moving instead of just sitting all day and having them sit there, you know, getting all tight and whatnot. And then Barry, as far as you were saying, no, don't go out. Like, I run marathons, and if anyone asks me like to get into running, for example, I'm like, don't go out and try to run a 5K today, and don't be disappointed if you can only run a half mile. It's the same thing with steps. You need to like find out what your baseline is. So maybe Brian, when you first put on that watch a year ago, you saw, oh my gosh, I'm getting like 2,000 steps a day. Or
I thought that was so many.
Right.
2,000. It's like, dude, that's barely getting out of bed.
Right. So finding what your baseline is, you know, getting a watch, or even if you have a smartphone, any smartphone can have an app where you, as long as your smartphone is on you throughout the day, that you can know your step count. So finding your baseline and just increasing it steadily over time. Same with working out. Like I tell the Bonnaroo Fitness Group, the newbies, I'm like, if this is your first workout program, you're probably not going to get every workout in week one or finish every workout week one. And that's okay. Like make a goal that by the end of this month or next month that you will be able to. Because it's easy to like try to go, oh, 75 hard, like balls to the wall, like immediately. And I think a lot of people try that approach, and that's why it fails, because you get discouraged and you hurt yourself, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that as simple as you can hurt yourself, you could also discourage yourself.
There you go. Exactly.
And you know, I imagine most people are like this. I'm extremely results driven, and I imagine just about every person has a little bit of that in them. And if you go, you know, three times harder than you should from the start, for just because we're kind of built around kind of a hustle culture mentality on things, if you don't hurt yourself, you're going to be so damn tired, and you're not going to wake up the next day and all of a sudden,
right,
be fixed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're going to be that sucked. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, what a horrible idea.
Right.
But as far as the macros go, the hell is a macro? What are we talking about here?
So macros are macronutrients, and they are proteins, carbohydrates, and fats.
So it's not macro means big and micro means small much?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question. So macronutrients are they're larger things. Like your body needs larger portions. Micronutrients are more like your vitamins. So like your body still needs vitamins, right? But in smaller amounts than like protein, carbs, and fats. That's why macro versus micro. That's why it's called that. So good connection.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was just a clever name or if it had a more specific to it. And the only reason I've heard it a lot, but I was on this podcast about a year ago with Clint Powell and some of his guys, Barry knows here in town. And it was a rotating guest kind of thing. And I was just sitting in for 2 or 3 hours. It was just one of these fundraisers having fun things. And we had two different sets of nutrition / dietitian / aerobic exercise / supposed experts. And at least two different pairs of people were in talking about roughly the same thing. And I didn't call anybody out. I didn't act like me about it. I just sat there and just kind of analyzed the situation. I was like, that last guest just contradicted everything that that guest just said. And they were talking macros and this, and you can't do this, and no sugar ever. The next person's like, yeah, you have sugar all you want. And then the one's just like, you got to run 1 million miles a day. Well, no, run 2 miles a day. I was like, what am I doing? What's going on here? I was still relatively new about a year ago. Starting to understand some of the language and those kinds of things. When it's a depends on who you ask industry, how do you know who to trust as somebody? I mean, people are going to trust you because you're in the Bonnaroo thing. Like, they're going to Bonnaroo. You do Bonnaroo. They're going to listen in that niche corner. I'm talking overall wellness. How do you know who to believe when we're bombarded with target advertising and on socials, and it seems like everybody's got a differing opinion on the same subject.
Yep. I love this topic.
Okay, good.
I love this topic. So outside of Bonnaroo Fitness, of course, I have like my own personal training clients, right? And I always teach them how to research. I have 2 master's degrees. One, I was basically just researching the whole time. So I teach them how to research. Social media is so contradictory in the health field, and it is such a battle because you do have people with ulterior motives. Like, a lot of people are just trying to sell you something, like a supplement, you know, and they're like, you shouldn't eat sugar. You should take the supplement instead. You know what I mean? So I think everyone kind of has confusion right now in the health industry, which is very, very annoying. But I do see it trending better lately. I think more people are realizing like where to get their information, what's been proven over dozens of years. So I think it's trending in the right direction now. I think there's been a lot of confusion, and there still is, but yeah, it's kind of like, how do you know who to trust? And that's why I think it's important to know how to do your own like real research like that. You know, I don't know, go to Google Scholar, right? And find peer-reviewed articles dated in the last 10 years. You don't want to go, you know, farther back than that, and see the proof. Okay, I'll stop there because I can just go on and on about this.
No. I mean, I hear you. Go ahead, Barry.
I was just going to say, and again, this is coming from, you know, me, the guy who sits in a chair all day long, but the very basic thing from what I've always heard and what I believe is just move. If you do nothing else, right? Yeah. Move, get up, absolutely. Walk, take the steps instead of the elevator. If you can, park your car, not next to the door, you know, park away. Just those little things, right? Just move.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, one thing I did want to mention, speaking of that, like taking your park in the back of the parking lot and whatever. Like, I will do random step challenges, like maybe 1 or 2 throughout the year. And whenever I do one with my client group, my primary personal training client is someone who wants to lose weight, because that's what I did. But their results in the 1 month we do the step challenge just shoots up a lot. Like the most weight they've lost in a month because they're moving more.
Talk about that again, and going back to my point about this being February 1, which is 6 uh-huh. months. We're basically 6.5 months from Bonnaroo. And Brian, we've talked about this since we started this podcast. Start now, you know. What sort of timeline do you guys on the Bonnaroo, this site, say? You know, what's the what am I trying to ask? What's the last, the latest I can start walking to get ready for Bonnaroo?
There you go.
Versus how to back it up and do it the right way.
Well, probably 2 weeks before.
At least, okay, all right. That's interesting.
I mean, it's better to start anytime than to never start.
Sure.
You know, of course, the earlier you start, the better you're going to be by then, the more in shape, the more conditioned you're going to be by then. That's why Roo Fit, it starts in January. You can join through March. Yeah, and then we kind of cut it off and we just like really focus and go hard. But that's why I wanted it to start in January. So you have at least like 5.5 months to prepare. You can change a lot about your health in 5.5 months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you said that, because I screenshot one of your posts from the other day that was just it's just a meme from a doctor, a physician, or a somebody from your field anyway. And I won't read it all, but it mentions something about, and it's being flippant, but about guys stop drinking Coke for a week or a month and lose 10 pounds and women, you know, do all these, this long checklist and lose 1 pound and welcome to the world of female weight loss. Is it that universal that men can lose weight easier than women?
So technically, yes, but I'm going to tell you the reason. Okay. Well, number one, of course, you know, women have hormones. And so like our weight is going to fluctuate more, yeah, right? So in terms of just weight, our weight loss graphs look like this. Men, okay, at least all the men I've worked with, they go like this. Which
that's
is
what mine's done since I've gotten intentional. It has not done this.
Yeah.
It has not at all done this. It's wonderful.
It's so nice for you. No, also men have naturally larger muscles. So like if it was like you versus a female your same age and weight, you are most likely going to lose weight faster if you guys consume the exact same nutrition and did the exact same workouts, just because you have bigger muscles and more muscle mass and your shape is different. So your body naturally burns more calories like at rest and doing all the things.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about, you said a lot of people come to you and they're, I mean, and I, this makes, I mean, I would have guessed this, that most people, they're not thinking of, I want to make sure and get my heart rate better, or I want to make sure and do some other vitals that I'm concerned about. It starts with, I want to lose some weight, right? Like that's where that's all, that motivation is generally for all of us going to start. But what about for the Roo Fitness Challenge? Most of the people who are going to be going to Bonnaroo, unless they're brand new and they're just walking into something blindly, which I don't believe is happening very often, they're already capable of walking a lot, or they wouldn't even consider going. Is their motivation just community and stamina, maybe? Or is there more to it?
Yeah, are they coming to you and say, man, I want to be going hard at 3 a.m. at the other stage?
Well, yeah, they are, but yeah. But they keep their motivation. I think, well, number one, like I'm a personal trainer. I have my own coach because I like being handed workouts and having someone else look at them for extra accountability. And I think that helps a lot with like staying on top of things. Like, I think, you know, it's fine if you can go do all this by yourself, but you're not going to hear the like little praises and have the group aspect of like, yeah, you're doing awesome.
Yeah,
so I think the accountability part is huge.
I know that when I was going, before I changed jobs, I was going to the gym every morning at 6 o'clock, and I had a partner there waiting on me. And that was massive, you know, because I'm laying in bed thinking, man, it feels good. But I know Brian's over there waiting on me.
And he's going to be like, that son of a bitch didn't show up.
I'd look at my phone like, please text me and say I'm not going. And we would both laugh about that. But knowing he was there was massive.
So that's just another, this is just a bigger version of that then.
Exactly. You have like 100 friends, you have like 100 friends doing it with you. So it's great. And also like the past participants that come back, like they share their results. Like I have, I think I have some of them posted on the Rue Fitness Instagram actually. But they share their results anywhere from like, I lost 25 pounds to my blood work completely flipped for the positive. So it's really nice. And like you said, like anyone can, you know, most of them, some of them are new to Bonnaroo. Like some of it'll be their first time trying to find like a community, you know? Mm-hmm. But a lot of them have already been to Bonnaroo. They already like know how to walk around and handle it. But what I constantly hear every year is I felt so much better this year. I didn't burn out because I have so much more stamina.
Yeah. I was so impressed, and I can't believe it. He hasn't mentioned it yet, but Brian was looking forward to doing the run.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listen to this show for any length of time, and if you know Brian at all, the fact that he even was thinking about it is massive. And
yeah.
So I was proud of you, and it didn't happen, of course.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen this year. And the funny thing about that is, Barry, and this will speak to the kind of the things you're doing, preaching and teaching within Rue Fitness and your regular personal training journey, Kristen, is that leading up almost all the way until June of last year, I was still sweating it out. I was like, oh, my God, a 5K, right? That's a 3.1 miles, correct? Yeah, 5K of like 3 miles. Oh, my God, this is going to be tough. Now, a year later,
yeah,
3 miles? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, see you there, no problem. And that was just 6 months ago, right? Uh-huh. 6 months ago, or even less, really. Roughly, I guess. And so it compounds quickly. It's hard to believe that first couple of weeks. It really, really is. But clearly, the people who are involved with the Rue Fitness Challenge that have been there over the years now understand it, and I'm guessing and hoping you'll find more and more noobs, as they say, that'll get a lot out of this.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I'm gonna see you at the run, and all we're right. gonna get a picture and make sure to hold both of us accountable and wake up on time.
We will have plenty of friend photographers out there who will be documenting it all, so you will see.
Yes, we will.
Perfect. How yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, actually, a lot of the Rue Fit people, that's their goal, is to be able to run the Rue 5K this year. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all. It's so funny that you said it that way, too, because that's all this, Barry. That's, I don't know how much you and me have talked about this. That's all this motivation was a year ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to try something different. And I go to Bonnaroo every year and do the same damn thing half the time. So let's do the Rue run. And holy Jesus, I got 6 months.
I'm gonna make it my goal to walk it, but I'll do it. I'll walk
That's
it.
Good. Yay.
Well, it's a run, jog, walk event.
Yeah. Lord knows I'll be awake.
Yeah, this guy's up at 5 a.m. every day, whether he's working out.
I have
or
no
not.
Excuse. How can people find you, Kristen? How can people find for this particular thing, the Bonnaroo
Fitness?
Yeah,
I would go to the Instagram is called Rue Fitness Challenge. I'm sure if you searched it on Reddit, you could find it in the Bonnaroo thread too. So I'll post it again after this comes out so people can find it easily on Reddit.
Nice.
Two more really quickly for me that are just general health related, and then we'll wrap this up. You talked a lot about electrolytes. When I hear about electrolytes, all I've ever thought my whole life is Gatorade.
Yep. Yep. And I knew what you were going to say.
and I love Gatorade. It tastes delicious. A lot of sugar, I think, in there, though, maybe. Maybe not. You can correct me. But what are the ways in this day and age that people are getting their electrolytes? Because it's not Gatorade like it was when, you know, in the 90s as much. How are people getting their electrolytes?
Mine is Gatorade.
It is Gatorade.
And they have sugar-free Gatorade.
They have sugar-free Gatorade. However, as I think I've told you, Brian, I run marathons, so I run a shit ton, and I need the sugar. If you're like working out as much as I am, you do need to replenish the sugar. But yes, they make zero sugar Gatorade with electrolytes is really good. There's also like, there's just a plethora of electrolyte mixes.
There's a little packets you can put in your water maybe or something.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think any fitness influencer you see now has their own electrolyte packets.
So. See, I was going to ask earlier if you were going to make your own little like Bonnaroo Fitness drink when you were talking about people who are doing this for financial motivations.
that you say that.
Here we go. Here we go. I need a piece of this action.
Well, it's not me. Actually, I recently connected with this girl who she came out with her own drink mix. It's not electrolytes yet, but I think she has some things in the works. Her name on Instagram is Plur Fairy, but I'm currently obsessed with it. What she does is sell these little packets of edible glitter, and you can put them in any drink you want, including water. I know it sounds weird.
So your drink?
Yeah, put it in your drink, and she has different flavors coming out and different things. And I actually, I don't want to say too much, but I might have like a surprise for the Roof It gang in terms of
that. See, there you go.
All right. And then the final one here from a health thing that is also just one that I just didn't really think was that important. Just getting good sleep every night. How do you coach sleep for people who are night owls and or insomniacs? Because I'm kind of both.
Yeah, that's a really good one too. Sleep is just as important as working out. Yeah, it is for sure. So if you have a sleep disorder, I can't help you, but I would say most people just have poor sleep hygiene. Number one, most important thing is to be very consistent with your bedtime and your wake up time. It's hard for people that have like weird work hours, I would say, but like for normal work hours or like you have set work hours, just be really consistent about bedtime, wake up time. And if you want to become less of a night owl, it actually, like if you just set an alarm to wake up early and you power through it for at least 3 days in a row, it actually starts, after the third day, it starts to reset your circadian rhythm. So you just kind of have to like power through that first week. But
boy, I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe it.
You can be our test dummy.
I'm getting the best sleep of my life, you know, all jokes aside, but it's still a struggle. Yeah. It really, really, really is. But I have learned the importance of it. But I think that covers just about everything I wanted to get to from just some of the overall the health stuff. And, of course, all the Roof Fitness and such a cool thing you have put together. I did want to say that when we first started correspondence, I think I had a real flip. And you don't know me, so you don't know how I talk. And I was like, to hell with this going to gym life stuff or something like that. And you're like, whoa, what? Anybody can, like, you were like, it sounded like I was like, whoa, she doesn't know me. I need to back off here a little bit. Well, since then, I've had another change here. I've been popping into a lot of them and it's starting to become like, I can't wait to go again. So it really is habit. Yeah, it really is habit building and mindset changing, which is what you're all about in this whole journey of yours for all these years.
Yeah, for sure. I think you did it really well where you started off doing exercise that you love to do and then you added on the important weight training piece. So
love is a tough word. That's a strong word. I could tolerate well. Yeah. But no, thank you. No, I think that did work well for me, but I just wanted to get that out there because I was like, oh no, I pissed her off. She didn't even know me.
I can't believe we haven't asked, but I need to. What are you and your husband looking forward? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
It's like we talk about a Bonnaroo.
I know, right? How do we miss that?
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I would say, well, Skrillex, of course. Like he's always been on my list. And when I finally was about to see him a few years ago, he backed out at the last minute. So really excited for Skrillex. I'm really excited for Kesha. I'm a millennial, so Lil Jon and Kesha is amazing. I know most of the EDM people, but I think I've seen your guys' opinions on the lineup, and I think there are some undiscovered gems in the lineup that we're going to see.
Oh, I agree.
I agree with it more and more, but that always seems to be true. So the headliners themselves, though, they do anything for you? Like the headline top of the chart?
It's not my favorite lineup, of course, but yeah. I mean, there's still plenty of people that I'm super excited to see. The undercard I'm more excited about than the headliners this year for sure.
Do you spend an inordinate amount of time at the other stage? Is that where you are the whole damn time?
I'm pretty even. Like I love you? Like if I I have plenty of all EDM festivals in Florida. Like I said, Bonnaroo, I like to experience all of it. I think it's great to see all the genres.
Right now, who is your surprise artist?
Oh my gosh, what's it? Zach Fox. I'm very excited, which I know it's
Zach Fox.
Sort of EDM. Okay, so listen, don't sleep on him.
Sort of EDM. That's an interesting way to put it.
Well, he's a DJ, but he plays a lot of non-EDM songs. Like, he'll throw in rap and country and, like, different things into his set. But it's really cool. He brings out a grill and DJs on the grill, and he has all these backup dancers. I think it's going to be a spectacle, and I'm really excited.
Okay.
All right. Good. Awesome.
All right. All right. Zach Fox. It's on our list.
I got it written down.
When we do our dives into all our schedules, I'll certainly have to take a look at Zach Fox.
Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, really, really appreciate it. And go sign up for Roof Fitness, and or if you don't, get those steps in.
Yes.
Start moving. I'm looking at you, fat boy.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
All right, so the one thing takeaway from all that, Brian, for me, get up, move.
Yeah.
Get your rear end up out of the chair and move.
Get up and move around. And I know I mentioned it, things go so fast as we record things, so sometimes I forget what I say. I just could not believe, I would not believe that just doing some walking was really that big a deal. Like, what? Come on. What are you talking to? I'm no dummy. No, you are a dummy.
Yeah.
Get out there and walk. It's that simple. I do it all the time now. And I would have never believed this a year ago.
Yeah. And I was really interested to hear from her. I mean, looking at her, I can't imagine she put on 70 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
The before and afters are on her socials. Wow. She's not shy about it.
That's inspiring. So. You know, and again, I'm looking right at me. Get up and move. So
yeah, and so that you've got till March to get signed up for that if you're interested, or if not, you can just take the info that you just heard and use it. But that's the thing about things like that too, is that it really does take, as you mentioned, your buddy. You know, when you would go to the I'm guessing it was a sports barn.
The Brainerd BX.
Brainerd BX. And oh yeah, right down the street.
Yep.
It really takes some accountability. It takes a friend. It takes an app full of people to really push you, because if no one's looking.
Yeah, it's just too easy to hit the reset on the alarm and roll back over. Yeah.
Say I'll start this shit.
I'll
next
do it
week.
Tomorrow when it's not so cold out.
Yeah, but when you got people you know that you like, that you care about, that are then like making fun of you,
yeah,
or just giving you a hard time, or just straight up disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That's some pretty strong motivation. So thank you, Kristen, for joining us. We really appreciate that.
All right. Good show. Enjoyed it. You guys, please hit that like and subscribe and all that. It really helps us. Thank you for listening. Especially people like Preston. Thank you so much, man. That's awesome.
What a cool story. Thanks for that. And Brad, thanks for relaying that to us, too. That was really cool.
All right, guys. See ya.